ABC Radio Australia.
A little over a year after Josh Smith took over as head coach of their men's national team, the Solomon Islands Football Federation has turned to another Australian, only this time to lead their women's side. Dan Barrett has a long history of working with female teams in Australia, and he led Sydney FC to the A-League Grand Final in 2016 before becoming head coach of Central Coast Mariners Women's Academy. He fought off competition from rival candidates in South America, Europe and New Zealand to secure his new post, and now is focusing on taking the Solomon Islands to the 2027 World Cup in Brazil. But his first task will be to back up the team's success in winning the OFC Nations Cup in July by taking out the MSG Prime Minister's Cup next month. Coach Barrett rates the Solomons as the most exciting women's team in Oceania, and that's what attracted him to the job.
I follow the Oceania region very, very closely, and this is a team that over the last 2 years has shown significant improvement. Good mix of experienced players, but some really exciting young players coming through as well. And the way that I like to play football, which is to attack as much as we can, sensibly, obviously, that's their nature. They like to go forward and they like to play attacking football. So I just thought it was a perfect fit. And when the opportunity arose, I went, yeah, this is the team I'd really like to work with in this region because I see a fair bit of potential here. That's why I applied for the role and was very happy to get it.
And in terms of talent, this team in its current guise has not actually been together all that long. There were a number of years when Solomon Islands didn't have a women's national side, but they've come together. They've made rapid progress. As you say, they took out the OFC Championship. They defeated Papua New Guinea, who'd been the undisputed queens in Oceania for years. And these players are all from Solomon Islands. They're not recruiting from overseas from the diaspora like so many other Pacific countries are.
That's spot on. That's absolutely correct. They're all local players. They started up a women's league here, which I think has played a really vital role in the improvement of the players. So I believe that that league possibly could only be maybe 2 years old, which is where everything has started to kick off. But what it means now for the very first time is that the girls can play regularly. They can play regular week in, week out football and then train regularly with their club sides. And I think that's played a vital role in their rapid growth over such a short period of time.
And the first tournament that you will be involved with, the MSG Prime Minister's Cup, alongside Papua New Guinea. So a chance for Solomon Islands to demonstrate that it was no fluke that they beat them in the final, to actually stamp their mark on women's football in Oceania.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And to do that in Papua New Guinea as well, I think would be a fantastic achievement. It really would be for the girls and for the nation as well. And it's just a great opportunity for me to really get to see this squad play live. And nations like PNG and Fiji, they're nations that we're going to have to beat in order to qualify for the World Cup. So, yeah, very, very important tournament.
And as far as World Cup qualification is concerned, we always have to factor in New Zealand in Oceania, of course. There's still clearly a gap between New Zealand and the Pacific Island countries. But in just a few weeks' time, the New Caledonian men's team will be competing alongside five others in the final World Cup playoff. And who knows, they could make the World Cup in US, Mexico and Canada next year. Do you see the Solomon Islands women's team as potentially being the women's New Caledonia, if you like, when it comes to World Cup qualification?
That's absolutely my goal. That intercontinental playoff spot is, you know, it's a great opportunity to make the World Cup. Yes, New Zealand are there, and if you just look over the previous years, they're the team that seems to qualify. But I think that intercontinental spot is something that we can absolutely aim for. And for me, that's the goal, to get to that spot, and then anything can happen. But I really believe that that's a great opportunity for Solomon Islands if we can get to that part of the competition.
You're on a six-month contract. Does that mean you're on trial? Do you feel that you're on trial? Or is this a kind of opportunity to see how you fit and Solomon Islands football fits with you?
It's a performance contract. So I think it's all of that, to be honest. I think it's all of that. But for me, I really just want to do well and see where that takes me here.
And the biggest critics you're likely to come across in Solomon Islands are the fans. They expect a lot from their teams. Is that something you're ready for? Because I know, for example, one previous coach I can think of in the end, I think it just wore him down.
25 years I've been doing this, particularly working for A-League clubs in Sydney. My skin's become quite thick over the years. Look, for me, it's always about if I'm giving 100% and I really believe that I'm adding value, And it might be value that other people can't see, but if I feel like I'm getting my messages across, that's where my focus is. And I don't get diverted by that at all. And to be totally honest with you, I don't read it. I'm disconnected from social platforms and stuff like that. I'm just all about what happens on the grass and improving the team week in, week out.
Will you be based full-time in Honiara during at least the first 6 months? Obviously, I assume you're hoping it will lead to more than that, but that's what we have at the moment.
This six-month window, there is so much going on. I've got a lot to keep me busy, and the more contacts I can have with the group, and particularly in lead-up to World Cup qualifiers, is vital. So I'll be staying here in Honiara full-time.